Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Welcome in to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer, Zach Jones is off. And every time, I swear, every time, I feel like I'm just going to get right into it today. Every time that the Buffalo Sabres threaten to show some sort of promise, they do exactly what they did last night. And I know the fun thing was, like, you know, Jeremy said must win, and the open that Joe Cali made for that was also fantastic. But every time they do this, and this is not a this season exclusive, every time this core seems to showcase the promise, the potential that they have, it's the next thing you know, the wheels come falling off. Josh Norris shows up in the lineup, and he looks awesome, and it's fantastic. This team gets taken to the pasture by the Philadelphia Flyers. It's tough when it comes down to it. We'll talk with Sal Capaccio, by the way, coming up here in about 10 minutes or so, as we get ready for another practice for the Bills, as they get ready for the Cincinnati Bengals. 803-0550, the number to call. The question I've got today is, this Bills team's not the same as years past, but neither are the Bengals. Should you be that worried about Cincinnati this year, even with the return of Joe Burrow to the lineup? How concerned are you about the Bills versus the Bengals, and are you taking the years past into account? But last night, with the Sabres and how things went with them and the Flyers, it just goes to show they don't help out anybody. As a matter of fact, they don't help out the Bills. Because it would be nice to take a break from talking about the Bills. But every time, again, that the Sabres threaten to promise anything, what do we all see? 5-2 in Philly? Okay, that makes sense. All right, next. Back to the Bills. And it's a sad state of affairs. It really is. It is. I called it a crossroads yesterday. Paul Hamilton disagreed, saying that it's already happened. It's coming past. And the Sabres went ahead and proved Paul right. So, yeah, that's it. All right. I think we're done with the Sabres today. There we go. Done. Because that's as much mention as they deserve. Moving on to the Bills and how things have gone here. This season has not been consistent for them as well. Obviously, yesterday they pick up Darius Slay. I was a little shocked by that. I'll ask Sal about that in a little bit as well. But this team is still trying to tinker with the roster throughout the rest of the season, and they keep trying things. A Buffalo general manager trying things. All right, anyway. The Bills, though, with this Bengals team, it's not a good history. At least with this iteration. But neither of these teams are constructed in the same way since the last time these two teams played in 2023. Since Josh Allen and Joe Burrow have faced off, they've only seen each other twice. Neither time has it worked for the Buffalo Bills. There's a third time that game does get canceled ultimately because of what happened to DeMar Hamlin. But the Bills never looked good against Cincinnati. And the big thing here, though, is even just a couple of years ago, Cincinnati had a really good defense going on with them, with a smart defensive coordinator in Lou Amarillo. Joe, I need your help real quick here. Lou Amarillo?
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 Maybe. I'm not sure. I'm not looking at it.
Anarumo. There we go. I almost said Lou Lamarillo, and I like, no, that's not it. So anyway, Lou Lamarillo was the defensive coordinator for this Bengals team. They get rid of him, and things have cascaded so poorly for that Bengals defense over the last 2 years. Now this is a Bengals defense that you should be able to take advantage of. Now this is a Bengals squad that you should be able to handle business, return the favor to them. Because the Bengals became, after 2023, they became one of the bigger fears for Bills fans. Don't let the Bengals creep into the playoffs. The Bills don't match up well with Cincy. And ultimately, that kind of proves right. Cincinnati is the only other team not named Kansas City to make a Super Bowl. Cincinnati is the only team to accomplish anything other than the Chiefs. And they frustrated the Bills the last 3 times that they've seen them. Oddly enough, it's all within a calendar year, though. There's the matchup that gets canceled. And then a playoff game shortly thereafter. And then the next season within 2023, there's another matchup and they lose. The Bengals' biggest problem has been Burrow's health and availability, because that's how they've been missing the postseason so often. But this is not that Bengals team. This is a Bengals team that has managed to fall out of the graces of the AFC North. There's a non-zero chance that they can find their way to winning this division, because the AFC North has been at times pathetic this year. But this is where I go ahead and say, if you want to make sure to have everyone relax about the playoff hunt and being in the wild card picture instead of being at the top of the division, Winning this game is going to be the one that matters. Winning this game is going to help you. Because it's a nice test. Burrow's back. Jamar Chase is otherworldly. There is a thing or two that Cincinnati can do to frustrate you. How good is this defense, this Bills defense, against the pass, really? Is it just because teams love to run the football on them? It's clear they want to keep getting more secondary depth because they pick up Darius Slay. Both of these rosters have flaws to them. But Cincinnati has been so bad at keeping not just their players happy, but putting a roster out there that has kind of turned Burrow into a modern-day Drew Brees. Burrow is able to put up gaudy offensive numbers last year when he gets back in the lineup and he's healthy, and the Cincinnati Bengals defense decides, no, we're not going to help you at all, actually. And this year it's been more the same, even though Burrow's hurt. Joe Flacco gets traded from Cleveland, and he plays well. It was the right trade to have made, apparently, for Cincinnati to acquire Flacco. But the amount of times that the Bengals have lost and scored 30 points, it's a sad state of affairs for Cincinnati. And if there's an opportunity to keep them down and pacify anyone's remaining lingering fears about Cincinnati, this is the opportunity to do it. Their defense is not good. Buffalo has a chance to try to establish another game of being comfortable with some balance with the run and the pass. It's clear that's what Joe Brady wants to do with this offense. He wants it to have the balance. He wants it to have more of a run game to it. It's clear at this point. And now I've arrived to the take of, yeah, I don't care how it looks anymore. I don't care how it looks anymore. As long as they get the job done, that's really what's going to matter at this point. Mostly because we don't have a choice in the matter to even really worry about it. I mean, you can worry about it. It's just that there's nothing that can be done by the team about it until the offseason. That, unfortunately, doesn't make for good radio. So we do project about it. So we do think about these things. But by the time Sunday's going to roll around, I'm going to get back to, all right, just beat them. And when I said that about the Steelers game last week, that first half threatened me with, are you sure you don't care about how it's done? Are you sure that we really shouldn't worry about how the Bills win as long as they win? Because I'm going to show you a dreadful first half where nobody gets to have fun. And that's how that started last week. So, for me, be careful what I wish for. And if anyone's the same mindset there, like, who cares how they win, just win, careful what you wish for. Because we got a very clear warning about that against the Steelers. .805-50 is the number to call. Is there any concern? What's your level of concern with Bills and Bengals on Sunday? It's a rare 1 o'clock game, and as a matter of fact, as of right now, thanks to the adjustment to the schedule, it is an extra home 1 o'clock game. I am curious about that. I would imagine Bills-Jets ends up a 1 o'clock game to end the year. But as of right now, if it stands, this would be the last Sunday 1 o'clock home game at Highmark Stadium. And I know that that will hit people in a certain way. The next three games are 1 o'clock, by the way. Two of them are on the road. And again, I'd imagine Bills-Jets gets a 1 o'clock showing. But this is the last scheduled one right now. But back to the point here with Cincinnati and Buffalo and how things are with them. Maybe there should be a little bit of worry about how Cincinnati is able to play offensively, how explosive they are, and maybe there's an opportunity for a Bills-Tampa Bay game like earlier in the season. But I'm not as worried about Cincinnati as in years past because this is not the same Bengals team. And with that said, I feel like it's as good a time as any to bring in Sal Capaccio here on the Western Hotline. Sal, the last couple of meetings between the Bills and the Bengals have not gone Buffalo's way. Allen and Burrow is a little lopsided against the Bills, but there's not been a ton of opportunity to do anything about it. They don't see each other that often. Sal, the other thing about it is these are not the same iterations of the teams that faced each other a couple times in 2023.
No, that's right. I mean, every team changes, right? No doubt. I think for sure, though, that, you know, there's some scar tissue from, you know, the Bills playing the Bengals and Burrow over the last several years, several times, meaning specifically the DeMar Hamlin game was starting off where the Bengals looked like they were going to do whatever they wanted on offense. And, you know, the Bills responded, but there was a field goal in that game, if I remember right, the way it went, maybe 7-3. But if you remember the way that game went, like the Bengals just attacked the Bills right away. And they did a nice job and they scored a touchdown. Then they play that year in the playoffs in the snow. We all know what happened there. And, man, the Bills just had no answer for anything the Bengals wanted to do. And the Bengals were down offensive linemen. It didn't matter. Burrow was great that day. The next year, they go to Cincinnati again on a night game. And same result, basically, where the Bengals now, I think it was a little closer and back and forth a little bit. But, you know, the Bengals wound up beating the Bills there. So, yeah, I mean, those are the games that you remember. You go a little bit before that, I remember Dawson Knox's rookie year when he ran over like three people. Yeah, remember that he caught the ball?
2019, yes.
2019, right? Like, so, you know, the Bills have had some success against the Bengals. But yeah, since Burrow arrived, it hasn't gone their way.
It hasn't gone their way, but the main point of that being like how every team does evolve, Sal, it is also far more drastic within Cincinnati because the Bengals frustrated Buffalo not just with their offense and how they were a bit of a buzzsaw, but the Bills have not had the best success against Cincinnati with their own scoring ability. Obviously, things have changed. They changed the coordinator. They really are not investing into the roster on the defensive side of the football for a little while there. They've upset Trey Hendrickson. Now Hendrickson's been hurt. And it seems like it's a shell of what they were a couple of years ago defensively and part of the catalyst as to how it helped get them to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, Lou Anarumo was a really highly regarded defensive coordinator for them. I think that was surprising to a lot of people when they fired him. And where is he now? Indy, I think, right?
Yes, he's in Indianapolis.
Yeah, he's doing a nice job there. And, you know, they made some changes, and I think a lot of people were a little surprised there. I mean, let's be honest, their numbers are not great, you know, defensively this year. And I think that that's where, to your point, you know, the Bills need to try and take advantage of that because this could be a game where you might have to keep up scoring-wise because they do have Burrow and Chase, and we'll see about Higgins, and Chase Brown is really good. And their offensive line is much better, actually, the Bengals have been this year. So this might be a game where you have to be better than 18 points scored like they did a couple of years ago on that Sunday night, that the game that was played there and finished in Cincinnati. You're going to have to be better than what you did, you know, here at home, and finally, you know, maybe second half, it looked like a few things got going your way, but they didn't have anything really going on early on in that game. So no doubt, if you look at the Bengals' overall defense this year, they are playing better lately, though. If you get here from, like, Joe Goodberry was on with me and Matt Bove, and it's always game day in Buffalo, and he'll tell you, like, their EPA per play is a lot better lately, and there's some numbers. But man, ready? I'll give you the overall numbers, and you could say this is just overall, and of course, there's always context to this and nuance, but last in the league in total yards given up, last in the league in yards per play given up, second to last in the league in rushing yards per game giving up, totally dead last in the league in passing yards per game given up. I mean, the numbers are not good defensively, but the Bengals now have an opportunity here with Joe Burrow to say, heck with it, we're just going to go outscore you, and that's what they're trying to do. A few weeks ago, the Steelers offense, the one that we just saw, put up how many? 34 points on him?
Yes.
Right? I think that's what it was.
That is exactly what it was. Yeah, and it's getting to a point where, like, it is frustrating. And then before that Pittsburgh game, though, Sal, there is the Jets game where they lose 39-38 and the Bears game where they lose 47-42, including with Colson Loveland walk-off touchdown. Not walk-off, but he's the one that wins it late for them, and it's a touchdown that really should not have happened. The Bengals' defense has been frustrating in more ways than you can count this year, and this is an opportunity for the Bills to, if you have concerns about the passing attack, well, this might be a way for the offense to try to show, okay, we can still at least attack, and there's an opportunity to this weekend.
We'll see. We'll see what the weather is as well. Might play a factor into it. I just looked this morning. Right now, it's looking to be about 30 degrees for a high. Some snow in the forecast. Maybe not a lot of snow, but some, and we'll see. And sometimes it's not supposed to be a lot, and then all of a sudden a lot comes. They did hold the Ravens the 14 points a couple weeks ago and 10 days ago. Well, I guess a week ago tonight they played. And then they did hold the Patriots. Well, they lost 26-20, but they played better in that game. And, yeah, I shouldn't say they held them to 26 points. They played better in that game, and that was without Burrow. So we'll see. But from a Bills perspective, they should, you know, feel good about what their offensive capability should be in this game. They just can't give the ball away like they have too many times this year, which is what's really cost them.
Sal, injuries, of course. Yesterday, Deion Dawkins, Spencer Brown, Dalton Kincaid practiced limited basis. Joshua Palmer, Terrell Bernard, Joey Bosa all not practicing, and McDermott saying Bosa is week to week. That's another hit on a Bills defensive line that that you really don't want to see coming.
No, and their pass rush hasn't been that great lately. Teams are not feeling as much pressure. They're getting the ball out, and even like having more time to throw, I should say. So Joey Bosa is a notable loss, there's no doubt. You're going to have to find better ways to get to the quarterback. Sometimes, you know, when Burrow's had in these years, why he's had some injuries is he's taken some sacks. It's not always on him necessarily, but, you know, he wants to make a play, there's no doubt. He can move around a little bit. He's not Josh Allen, obviously, back there running, but if you can keep him in the pocket, you can get after him, but that's going to be a little more challenging this week if there's no Joey Bosa, and it looks like there won't be any Joey Bosa this week, so no doubt about that. So we'll see what the rest of the week holds for other injuries. But, yeah, the that side of the ball, they've had so many injuries this year. I actually am kind of impressed the way that they've kind of pieced things together here over the last few weeks, and they've been able to rally a little bit on that side of the ball to, you know, hold teams. Now, hasn't been perfect. You go back to the Houston game, the two-minute drill at the end of the half really hurt them, obviously. But I think ever since, for the most part, the second half of the Atlanta game, things started to turn a little bit. The Bills have been better. They just have not done enough offensively to make up for some of the issues that have happened on defense. They have not scored enough. And then obviously they scored on defense last week, which was a big help.
Sal, when it comes to it, though, I mentioned this stat, I do believe it was a couple weeks ago, with you as well, that Ed Oliver is still tied.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to.
don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
For a second on this team in sacks. And unfortunately, Bosa's the one that's ahead of everybody, obviously. Losing your best pass rusher is never going to be good here. But it's time to get a little bit more from Greg Rousseau. Like, he has to step up, and it's not been there again this year where he's mired with inconsistency once more this season.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I think that he has not had the level of play and production that you would have hoped. Now, I will say, I think he was dealing with some stuff early in the year, that was hampering him. He's gotten better. The last 1, 2, 3, 4 games, he has 2.5 sacks. So that's nice to see. I'm sorry. My fault on that. Let me just get the numbers here. Last 4 games, he's had 2.5 sacks. There you go. And that's good to see. But you know what? I'm looking at the wrong stat here again. I thought that was. He had a 4-week stretch of 2.5 sacks, but the last 4 games, he has had nothing. And you need more from him. So I agree with you. Yes, my apologies. But it started to look like it was going better, and then it didn't go as well. In the last few games, it hasn't. I wonder if this is a game where we finally see Morgan Fox elevated from the practice squad. I think that's probably trending that way. They have to do something, Derek, without Joey Bosa, because they only have Rousseau, Epinesa, and Javon Solomon as 3 healthy defensive ends. So take Bosa out, which is most likely happening. You either have to elevate Morgan Fox, Shaq Lawson, or Andre Jones Jr. Well, Andre Jones Jr. just got re-signed. I mean, they pumped him off the roster for Shaq Lawson, so I wouldn't expect it to be him. Shaq Lawson is more of an edge setter, and Morgan Fox is more of a guy that can get after the passer a little bit. So the way I read it is you're probably going to see some of Morgan Fox this weekend. Maybe he can provide a little bit of a pass rush there. Ed Oliver, as you said, is still on IR. He's been, the Bills' best penetrator this year from the interior. They have right now 6 defensive tackles on the roster. They've been moving TJ Sanders from defensive tackle at the defensive end, which isn't ideal. I would expect that to continue a little bit here with Bosa's injury. So there's a lot of things they have to figure out up there.
There's a lot of things to figure out, and we'll talk a little bit more about this on the other side as we'll take a quick timeout. Sal, you'll be back with us in just a second here as well.
I will. I'll be right here, buddy.
That's right, and we'll take our timeout. Come on back here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Talk more with Sal Capaccio about Bills and Bengals. This is WGR. Welcome back into the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer here with you. Sal Capaccio here with us as well on the West Hurrah Hotline as Bills and Bengals this weekend. Bills hopefully have a chance to move up and down a little bit. Hopefully not down. Hopefully moving up in the wild card seating. Sal, we talked about that yesterday, and it is more or less, make sure you're getting an X next to the name first before you worry about seating. But yesterday, Darius Slay. Didn't see that one coming, Sal.
I didn't either. I was pretty surprised by it. I mean, I'm still trying to conceptually think, like, what's his role? Other than you could just take the basic approach, which is might be right, which is, hey, they need veteran corner depth. He's a guy that's seen everything in the league. You're getting into the playoffs. Last year, you went into the Kansas City game, and Christian Benford gets hurt, and you have to put Kyrie Elam on the field. That didn't go very well. The other option was Jamarcus Ingram, and I think Jamarcus does a nice job, but he's more of a utility guy, right? So don't get in that situation. You have Darius Slay. If something were to happen, you have an extra boundary corner. I totally get that. Mm-hmm. I just don't know in the meantime, like how much he's playing and what his role is, because I don't think he's on special teams. And you could make him inactive. That's fine. That's Jamarcus Ingram's been inactive. But if he's going to be active, I think he's got to probably do that because he'll be a fourth corner. And if you're a fourth corner, you pretty much have to play special teams, fourth boundary corner. So we'll see. But another point brought up by Josh Reed, our buddy at Channel 4, he said, you know, don't forget, he's also played against the Bengals twice already this year and against the Browns. I mean, at least you get a little bit of intel from a guy who's, you know, gone through the preparation for those games. Now, I don't know if that would have anything to do with it at all, but, you know, you at least you could have a guy in the building like that. But anyway, I do find it interesting. The other part of it is, I mean, I think that they value Jamarcus Ingram and his utility, like I said, and now you risk losing him today. If some team claims Jamarcus Ingram, he's gone, and he goes there. If not, the Bills could re-sign him to the practice squad if they want to, and he chooses to do that. So, you know, we'll see a little bit later today if that happens.
Yeah, I do hope that the Bills manage to retain Ingram on this one, because like you said, he's a valuable depth piece for this team. And anytime he's had to take on a couple extra snaps, he's really seemed to be up for the occasion on that. So, like I said, I was a little surprised by that one, mostly because it's like I didn't see corner as a need at all on this team. It was one of the few positions I could look at comfortably and go, no, they're okay. And also, the snarky side of me could be like, wait, that's not a linebacker, or that's not a wide receiver. But, you know, snark aside on that sort of thing. But, Sal,
I don't think they need a linebacker, do you?
I mean, it's because of the injury to Bernard.
I get it. I get your point.
And their run defense.
I would say if it was a safety, I would have been a little bit more like, okay, I understand.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, right now you have Jordan Poyer playing significant snaps at his age. You have Jordan Hancock, who feels like maybe they're not quite ready to put on the field as much right now. Cole Bishop's playing well. And then your fourth safety is really Sam Franklin, who's not a safety, he's a special teams guy, or Cam Lewis, who's really your backup to Taron Johnson, actually. So safety-wise, I agree. I guess I could get to linebacker if they needed, but that would the only way to me they'd need another linebacker is they really feel Bernard is out long-term. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it feels like that's not the case right now. Dorian Williams has played well when he's come in as a third linebacker. I think Matt Milano's playing better lately. And let's be honest, Shaq Thompson's done a really nice job.
Shaq Thompson's there. Become the
And then wide receiver's
defense,
the other one, but they did that as well. I mean, you know, they signed Brandon Cooks last week, so that's something that they did actually do last week. So They're trying to massage the roster as best as possible. I just think that it comes down to what I said the first time, which is it's probably corner depth. And when you say, like, and I agree with you, like, well, they seem like they're fine at corner. Right, until you have to actually get to your fourth corner. Then Are they really fine? Right? And then that's when you go, okay, wait a minute. And I wonder, Derek, I wonder if last week when Max Harrison was in protocol, if that's when they said, you know what? Like right now, if he was unable to play, what do we have? And maybe that got them to, we need to add a guy.
Maybe. And I do think that that might be part of it. And it could be, like you said, we got to wait for later today. But if Ingram is able to slide through waivers, then you get the best of both worlds, which is you add a veteran corner on the outside and you still keep your valuable depth with Ingram on the practice squad at that point. If they do choose to bring him back there, I would imagine they would want to. And I would imagine they would get that done because Ingram's been here for a couple of years now. He knows the game, and I think that he would be perfectly comfortable with remaining with this team, even if on the practice squad at the moment. Sal, speaking of corner, it still is a tall task for everyone on the outside there. I would imagine Christian Benford gets a healthy amount of Jamar Chase this time around because he was shadowing DK Metcalf for a good amount of the game against Pittsburgh. I would imagine that he's going to get a much just as difficult, if not more difficult, task here with Jamar Chase.
Yeah, I'm interested to see if they actually put him on Chase the way they did DK. Totally different offense you're facing here.
Mm-hmm.
By putting him on Metcalf, you know, what other threats do they really have in Pittsburgh, right? You say, okay, Christian takes care of him and we can play kind of straight up the rest of the way. You got T. Higgins and you got Gesicki and you got a good running back in Chase Brown. And I wonder if they do it. I wouldn't be surprised, but I just wonder if they want to go that route. The other thing they could do is, I've seen teams do this, if T. Higgins plays, by the way, he's in protocol.
Right.
If they put Benford, you could put Benford on T. Higgins, and then you could kind of double team Jamar Chase and, you know, shade a safety to him, wherever he is. I think this is a kind of game where you might just play straight up and, like, whichever side the guy is on, the guy is on. You just have to play good, solid defense. So we'll see. It really is interesting, though, you know, how they've done it with Benford, how they did it last week. It is a different, totally different offense they're playing this week, and I wonder if they'll go with the same, you know, type of philosophy.
All right, Sal, I think for this last one I want to get a little sentimental here, mostly because we get to revisit this question. A couple weeks back, we had said it was the last scheduled 1 o'clock game for the Bills at Highmark Stadium. We get to revisit this conversation again because they moved this game to 1 o'clock. Sal, it's more or less because of the fact that we are seeing the last times of this building with such a integral time slot for a large majority of that building's existence.
Yeah, so when the schedule came out and you see Bills Bengals 4:25 p.m., you're like, all right, like this is going to be a highlight game of the schedule that week. By the way, very interesting and odd, this game, two AFC teams, is on Fox this week.
Yes. Okay?
It was always on Fox. It wasn't changed to Fox when it went to 1 o'clock, so everybody knows. Fox had this game as a 4:25 game. It was going to be their national window game. And then the Bears started to win games. And the Packers are winning games.
And Burrow got hurt early in the year.
And what's that?
And Burrow got hurt early in the year, yeah.
And Burrow got hurt early in the year. That's right. That's exactly right. And the Bengals weren't as good. And because it's Fox, and it's the NFC, and it's the Bears and the Packers in the longest rivalry in this sport, Fox said, we're putting that game on as our national window game. So they moved the Bills game against the Bengals to 1 p.m., which is traditionally, for many years, where most home games live for the Buffalo Bills. At 1 p.m. So now you have a 1 p.m. game against Cincy at home, which we don't know the Week 18 schedule yet. My guess is the Jets will be 1 p.m. But if the Bills are fighting for seeding, they could definitely put that at the 4 o'clock window to be opposite another team they're fighting with. You know how that works, right? They don't want a team to play before another team and know their know their outcome and all that. So as
especially
of right now,
the Chargers.
What's that?
Especially if that's the Chargers.
That's right. If it's a West Coast team, right? Yeah. If it's a West Coast team, it could be anybody, but you're right. Broncos, whatever. Mountain time for them, but you're right. Chargers would be the most likely there. So let's just say that, you know, the Jets game is 1 o'clock. There's two left there, but we don't know that. So this might be the last scheduled, 1 p.m. game at the stadium. And now, because it looks like the Bills aren't going to win the division, that Jets game would be the last game at the stadium unless you win a couple playoff games as a 5 or 6 seed or something like that, as a 5 or 6 seed, and then the 6 or 7 seed are still alive for the AFC Championship to come to your place.
Yeah, and it's one of those things, Sal, where it can get a little sentimental for a lot of fans because, especially with the large majority of the 17 years, the playoff drought, Sunday 1 o'clock became a staple for a lot of people there. So it's noteworthy that we get to talk about this again and have another chance to talk about it here because we don't know what Week 18 is going to bring to us. But what we do know is, as of right now, this is that last scheduled 1 o'clock game at Highmark Stadium. And do you have any good memories of that sort of thing? Obviously, you have been to tons of stadiums now. You've seen tons of experiences. You've been on the sideline and been to as many Bills games that people can't even count at this point, just on the job, though. But do you have any memories of 1 o'clock games that really stick out to you?
Well, back in the day, sound old when I say that, when the Bills started their Super Bowl run of the 4 straight years, the first ever playoff game inside this stadium was Houston Oilers at Buffalo Bills, not the comeback game. It was 1988, and it was New Year's Day, and the Bills won 17-10 in that day. And I believe that was an early, like, 1 p.m. start, because back then it was a 12:30 start, actually. So a little history lesson for you, Derek. You're a little younger. Back in those days, the NFL just basically played 12:30 and 4 o'clock for playoff games. Like, there was none of this 4 o'clock, 8 o'clock. The advent of the night playoff game came about later, like, or over the last, like, several years, 10 years, whatever it's been. But back then, that's what I remember. I remember the 1 o'clock playoff games when the Bills were going to Super Bowls. And, like, when you went to the stadium and it was cold and some snow but sunny. And that was that day. And on that particular game, the Bills beat the Houston Oilers 17-10. And you, I mean, of course it was. The game was won because Steve Tasker forced a fumble on the special teams punt. And that's how they won the game. The Oilers were getting the ball back, 17-10. Oilers getting the ball back. Curtis Duncan was the punt returner. And Steve Tasker, who was Curtis Duncan's roommate at Northwestern, by the way, strips him. Bills recover. They win 17-10. Do you know what happened the very next week? It was Bills at Bengals AFC Championship game.
Oh, wow. And then
the Bills lost 21-10.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To Icky Woods and the Bengals.
And, well, they'll get the Bengals here. By the way, Sal, 17-17, the total... career record between these two teams throughout their history. So,
ooh, yeah. I was just looking at that. Let me see. Hold on. Good call. I just pulled this up here. Are you counting playoffs?
Yes, it counts playoff games. There are three postseason games. The all-time series with postseason games is tied 17 all. So one of these teams, oh God, there could be a tie.
That's right.
I can't go ahead and guarantee that because I'll next thing I'll eat my words. But ideally, you'd hope that the Bills take the all-time series lead after this weekend.
Three times these two teams have played in the playoffs, and the Bengals have won all three.
Ooh, good news. This is not one of those.
No, that's right. This is a home game, 1 o'clock, and yeah, it'll be a 1 o'clock game. So somebody even yesterday tweeted me, said, I thought the game was at 4:25. So folks, if you bought a ticket early in the year for that 4:25 start, please don't wait until 3 o'clock to go to the game or whatever you normally do. I don't know. You know, please make sure you're there early.
Make sure you're there early.
It's 1 o'clock.
Or if you're proceeding like it's a 4 o'clock game, get there exactly on time, and then you'll still be on time.
That's right.
If you tend to go early enough. Sal?
You'd be like, you're driving in like, what is all this traffic?
Oh, what's my God. What's going on here? What do you mean they're 30 minutes to kick off saying on the radio? Yeah. What? So that would be interestingly chaotic. Sal? We'll let you go, though. Tomorrow, I know you'll be speaking with the coach here on this very show.
I will. Sean McDermott is going to join me tomorrow. Also tomorrow, by the way, it's a Buffalo Football Friday, but you know we'll do our usual thing with Sean McDermott as well as Pat Hammer, obviously. Mm-hmm. He'll be giving us a weather update. tomorrow, also going to talk to UB men's head basketball coach George Halkovich, because there is a monster college basketball game Saturday, St. Bonaventure at UB, coming up at Alumni Arena. So we'll talk with him for a few minutes about that as well.
Yeah, Sal, you and I are going to be talking a little bit about that, because I've got Bob Gaughan for Sports Talk Saturday as well to talk that game in a little bit of detail. So that'll be fun to really pay attention to, though, as well over the weekend as well.
Yeah, you got it, buddy.
All right. Sal Capaccio there on the Western Hotline as we get you ready for Bills and Bengals for this weekend here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Don't forget to tune in to WBEN 930 and The Wolf Buffalo on Thursday, December 11th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. for the SPCA Serving Erie County Radiothon presented by Trocare College. Do your part and help raise money for the over 12,000 animals being served by the SPCA each year and give them a chance at a healthy, happy life. This year, the donation adoption fees for pets 6 months and older are half off. Big thanks to Picasso's Pizza and Paula's Donuts for fueling our volunteers this year. We'll take time out, wrap up hour number one here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer here with you. This is WGR. Don't forget that Tailgate Trivia is back, presented by Total Sports Enterprises Buffalo. Listen during every Bills game for your chance to call in, answer the trivia question, and win autographed Bills merchandise courtesy of TSE Buffalo. And also make sure you're not calling the number before the question's asked. We've seen that happen a couple times. I know Joe and I, we work these games. We know what happens. Some of you try to get ahead of it. Don't do that. My favorite, though, was when Nate will come up with the question and you're just like, are you sure that's too tough? Are you sure that's not tough enough? I could never do it. I am terrible with even creating trivia. I am terrible at answering within a time frame about things. I still get things wrong anyway. Like, that's just what happens. I'm a person. I'm human. I'm not an encyclopedia. I know that. I know my strengths and weaknesses at this point.
You know what they say, though? Shoot for the moon. Even if you miss, you land amongst the stars.
That is more correct. But not at the same time. You should just be shooting for the stars, which is a loftier goal, and you can end up on the moon instead. That's better. Or it's easier, I should say. And it's a loftier goal, shooting for the stars. Do you know how far away the stars are, Joe?
93 million miles away from Earth.
Yeah, if you shoot for the moon, you're not making it to the stars.
Yeah. Don't come at me. That's a long time quote.
Yeah. It's wrong. It's incorrect. You're not amongst the stars. You're just still in the Milky Way. You're with one star. It's the sun. The end. That's it. Not plural. We'll come back. 803-0550, the number to call. Do you have any nerves about this Bengals game? Did Pittsburgh make you feel better? Worse? Anything of the sort here? This is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. I'm Derek Kramer. You're listening to WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.